Walking through damp woods after a days-long road trip from central Texas to central Wisconsin, I spot them. White, triangular blooms in sharp contrast to the dark ground cover shaded with pines. Trilliums, I say in surprise to my mother-in-law, Agnes, who wears sandals but follows me anyway into the trees of her yard in Stratford. The trillium, a native plant, hides in the damp woodlands of Wisconsin, similar to the rainy shadows where I'd grown up in Washington State. Years ago, I'd combed my own forested backyard for the white blooms with a reddish tint. On the hunt not only for the flower, but also for a change in the season. "There's more over here," says Agnes. She has a natural green thumb and is just as excited about the flowers as I am, despite the miles we've just traveled, two couples and a pug in a blue pickup. Each trillium bloom grows on a separate foot-high stalk. Three broad leaves circle the top, crowned with a trio of white petals and dusty gold stamen in the middle. A closer look reveals veins of pink, a tint taking over the flower and turning it purple as the flower ages into early summer. The white or large flower trillium, a common variety in the Midwest, is a close cousin to the Pacific trillium I grew up with. My brother, Ken, cautioned me not to pick the trilliums of our Northwest home, out of fear the slow-growing flowers wouldn't return. Each flower takes 2 years to form leaves and another 5 to bloom. Long seasons worth waiting for. So intent was Ken on protecting the flowers, he'd count them, keeping careful tabs on each year's floral harvest. I wonder about these tallies now, whether they served as a naturalist's tool, a measure of how wild the forest stayed despite our presence, or a reassurance winter had ended. Agnes stays intent on the flowers, not counting them, but coming close in her search for more. She finds a few patches, some abundant as snow, on the wooded acreage of my in-laws' farmland. My husband and I visit the trillium patches during our stay, monitoring the visible progression of the flowers from bright white to faint strains of lavender. After we fly back to Austin, Agnes sends us trillium photos, the blooms pink-striped at first, and a deeper purple later with a lengthening light. Now, from a home in Polonia, I anticipate the trillium's return at my in-laws' or my own backyard. Each flower, both a memory and a promise of warmer days ahead.